Thank you and good afternoon. A report of a man trespassing on private property in McKinleyville prompted deputies to respond to Sagewood Drive Wednesday morning. 24-year-old John Davis was loitering at the construction site of an unfinished residence and refused to leave despite requests from construction workers. When deputies responded to the scene, they also asked Davis to leave, but he continued to refuse orders. A deputy attempted to escort Davis off the property, but that was followed by a brief struggle. Another deputy then deployed a touch taser, stunning Davis, and he was placed into handcuffs afterwards. Davis was subsequently booked into county jail for resisting arrest. On Wednesday, Judge John Feeney sentenced 41-year-old Jason Armstrong to 15 years to life in state prison for second-degree murder, to go along with a consecutive sentence of 25 years to life for the use of a firearm. In December, Armstrong was found guilty of these charges stemming from the murder of Danielle Sadiq at the Dean Creek Resort in Redway in October of 2014. The Texas resident will serve 40 years in prison before he becomes eligible for parole. Officials with the Humboldt County Fair Association made a slew of announcements on Wednesday, one of which included the settlement of a lawsuit. Earlier this week, the County Fair Association resolved a lawsuit filed in 2014 by former general manager Stuart Titus and his wife Caroline, with a settlement in the amount of $150,000. Current general manager Richard Conway said the following statement, "The lawsuit has been very disruptive, and it's good to have it settled, and we are happy to put all of our focus back to the fairgrounds." The Fair Association also received two separate grants. A $500,000 grant will be used to replace the water system at the fairgrounds, and a $12,000 grant will be used to make repairs to the poultry building on the fairgrounds as well. Eureka officers were clearing S Street near Booner after it was closed down following a two-vehicle collision around 6:30 Wednesday night. A Lincoln Navigator and a Cadillac sedan collided head-on, and both drivers involved were transported to the hospital for treatment of injuries. The extent of the injuries are unknown at this time. The details surrounding the crash and what led up to it remain scarce. More small earthquakes shake the North Coast. Dan Squire has more.
The U.S. Geological Survey recorded three earthquakes off the Humboldt County coast last night. The first two were small, a 3.3 at just past 7:30, followed by a 2.7 a few minutes later. Both were about 20 miles west of Petrolia. Later, at 10 minutes to 10, the third, a 4.2 magnitude tremor, gave Eureka a sharp jolt. It was located about 4 miles southwest of Petrolia, just the latest in a series of small quakes that have given the North Coast a shake in the past week.
Thank you, Dan. The Rio Del Police Department, along with the County Drug Task Force, served a search warrant in the 200 block of 2nd Avenue in Rio Del. When law enforcement arrived to the scene, they contacted 33-year-old David Borland, and a search of the property turned up stolen property from a recent burglary, along with hash lab materials, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Borland was arrested and booked into county jail on several drug and stolen property charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Rio Del residents will have the opportunity to speak at a public hearing held by the city's planning commission to discuss options regarding the medical marijuana land use ordinance next Thursday. Land use regulations regarding the cultivation, processing, and manufacturing of medical marijuana within city limits will be discussed, as well as the option of adopting an ordinance that would prohibit the process. The environmental effects of the land use ordinance will be discussed at the hearing as well. The City of Eureka will be gathering public input on rules regulating the operation of food trucks within city limits at a public workshop that will be held tonight. Prospective food truck owners and residents will provide feedback on how any new regulation should be formed and how the different types of food trucks should be governed. The workshop will begin at 6 o'clock at the Wharfinger Building. For drivers who plan to travel along Highway 101 tomorrow, should be prepared for various delays along the highway. Work crews will be performing road maintenance from the Old West Cafe to the Trinity County line, which will begin at 9 a.m. Motorists should anticipate short delays. AT&T work crews will also be performing utility work about a half a mile north of the Williford Road undercrossing, and the southbound lane will be closed from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Maintenance at the Eureka Slough Bridge will continue as well, and closure of the southbound lane will be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.